Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK, Red Towers, and Dungeons and Dragons. So, I almost forgot to call in today, and apparently David Ray forgot to call in also. Not that it matters, we don't have any other callers. We're trying to get them, but nobody loves us. We have listeners, we don't have callers. And callers definitely make our podcast so much better. I was actually just listening to our Flat Earth podcast. And that's what kind of made me forget to call in. I was about halfway done listening to it. And I started getting sleepy and tired because I'm bored. And I started to lay down. And I started to get on Red Towers. And I realized it's almost 7:30. Crap! So here I am. I texted David Ray. I don't know if he'll show up or not. Anyways, couple quick notes. Someone said something about me clearing my throat, and I've addressed this before on previous podcasts. I have this allergy. I'm not sure what it is, but it always sounds like I have a cold. Now, I did just get over a cold, so that doesn't help, but I don't know. I just got this thing. And if you have any non-chemical solutions, feel free to let me know. But in the meantime, I'm just dealing with it. Personally, I think it's the chemical crap in our food. Because I noticed, I noticed that when I eat more raw vegan, I don't have the problem as much. But then again, sometimes when I forage, I have the problem. So I don't know. It's confusing to me. But anyhow, so I'm just dealing with it. I'm pretty healthy. Otherwise, I got about 5 extra pounds I could stand to lose, but that's about it. And I've been dealing with battling nail fungus since I was about 16 years old. And I pretty much figured out what that is. I'm addicted to pastries. So as long as I don't eat too many pastries, my foot problem stays under control, but I start eating too many pastries and my feet start having issues. So, again, you know, going raw vegan probably would be in my best interest. David just texted. He's calling in now. So, we'll talk about Red Towers, which is what I want our main topic to be. Of course, then we'll also have Ron Paul. And then, you know, of course, we talk about health, nutrition, religion, all kinds of stuff, even Flat Earth, which is kind of weird. But that's another subject. We do have international numbers now. So, hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Where the hosts are idiots and don't call in on time.
Where the hosts talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
I can't make you miss a step.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. I was going to lay down and take a power nap, and then I realized I got onto Red Towers, and that's when I realized, oh, crap, it's podcast time.
Hey, have you made it to Missouri yet?
Almost. I'm almost to the US 63 US 412 split in Arkansas.
Well, I'm home already.
Yeah, I know. You just left me behind.
You left me behind. When I had the chance to skip ahead, I did.
All you had to do is follow the trail, but no, you just abandoned me. Now I'm stuck in freaking Arkansas all by my lonesome.
Well, shoot, at the rate you're moving, you'll be home in a day or two.
Not really. I've slowed down the last couple of days, but most of it's because I got distracted by a stupid catfish.
Well.
Damn catfish.
Catfish are good for you. They're kosher.
Yeah, they're not kosher for your wallet.
They're not kosher for anything. I suppose you could make catfish skin slippers. You know, that might be kosher.
Yeah. Hey, catfish make good cat food.
Yeah. Yeah, probably do. Good fertilizer for your garden.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hunt down all the catfish and turn them into fertilizer.
Uh-huh. Just don't do that to the two-legged kind.
That's the kind I was talking about.
Yeah, they might ask a few questions if we did that.
Well, only the new world order. Otherwise, we'd be doing the world a favor.
Yeah. I don't know.
The New World Order wants that kind of chaos so that it gives them an excuse to be around. Oh, yeah, report all these things to the FBI. And you report them. They don't do anything, but they sure want your money.
Well, they'll do something. They add it to their records. They add it to their records about the report you've made. And they add to the records the fact that you made the report.
Right, which puts you on the list.
Yeah, it puts you on the list and puts somebody else on the list.
Right.
So. Yep.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, this one here, she sounded legitimate. I mean, I'm really good at, you know, spotting catfish. And sometimes I spot them wrong, and sometimes they fool me. But this one fooled me for a minute, but not for very long. I mean, most of them, you know, I could spot them just like that. Bam, catfish. This one, I thought she was a catfish at first. I was like, I don't know. The way she talked did not sound fishy. You know?
Okay.
And, but it didn't take her long to start asking for money.
Yeah.
Number one.
My cat asked me for money about 3 times and got the same response and quit asking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the number one thing to watch for with catfish. Is it takes them about a week or two. Maybe 3 or 4, if they're good, they'll play the game for a little longer. But it won't take them long when they start asking for money. Or other things, like this one. Well, first, she wanted $200 so she can go to the doctor. And I'm like, well, I don't believe in doctors. And she's talking about how she had this adrenal problem. So I started giving her all the alternative health stuff for adrenal issues. Told her to go find a health food store and go out and eat her weeds. And she's just like, she probably never encountered that before, he or she, whoever it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy cow, who is this guy? What the hell is he smoking?
Right.
So they changed that subject, and then it's like, they wanted me to go buy them an iTunes card and talk about how desperately they needed it. Like, it was more, they made more of a big deal about that than the medical condition. Like, it was the dire emergency that they had this iTunes card. And I didn't even know what an iTunes card was at first. I just kind of had a clue of what it might be. And I'm like, sorry, I ain't got the kind of money to be spending on frivolous things like that, especially for somebody I don't even know.
Right.
And,
well,
oh, please, it's so important.
And you probably run across similar people doing World of Warcraft. My cousin's big time hooked on World of Warcraft.
Oh, right. So they want World of Warcraft card instead of an iTunes card.
Oh yeah. Oh, and my kids used to spend a couple hundred dollars a month on Gaia Online. And that wasn't even a legitimate game. That was basically a digital paper doll.
Kind of like Red Tower?
No, that's a legitimate game.
Not according to some.
Well, in its current state, it's not a legitimate game, but it's close, and it's approaching that. All right? Gaia Online, you had this character, and it was like IMVU for kids.
It's like what?
IMVU.
Never heard of it.
IMVU.
Oh, okay, I've heard of it. Yeah, okay.
Okay, you got this 3D avatar that you dress up, and basically there's no games. You just create these chat spaces, and you talk to people.
All
right.
Yeah.
And you have this avatar that represents you. Okay. Well, that's what Gaia Online was. And for the privilege of having this character, they threw ads after ads after ads at you. And, you know, they had activities where you could win free stuff for your character. All right. And it was sort of a game, but the game was only you could purchase stuff for your character. All right? You know, now if you're good at wheeling and dealing, you could sell your stuff at the auctions and, you know, buy better stuff for your character. But, you know, it was basically, you're dressing up this electronic doll. Instead, it wasn't even a paper doll. It was an electronic doll.
Nice.
Okay. And my kids have spent a couple hundred dollars a month on that each. And I didn't give them the money. My ex would give it to them.
Right.
So, I mean, that was $600 to $900 down the drain. Just for the kids to dress up their Gaia characters.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. All right? But, you know, they could beg their mom out of it, and she'd give it to them. And, you know, it blew my ability to teach them how to handle money with an allowance completely out of the water.
What's an allowance?
Well, they knew what an allowance was. They got that from their mom.
But they didn't have to do chores to earn it.
No. No.
Yeah, I tried doing that, but that didn't work either.
Well, as far as that goes, I didn't make them do chores to earn their allowance.
No, I did.
But the objective was, here you go. Here you go. You are now responsible for your socks and your underwear. Here's your allowance. You know, I'd make an estimate of how much they needed to spend on socks and underwear.
Right. Or an estimate on what you should be spending on them and let them spend it on themselves how they see fit.
That's right. That's right. And if I don't get any underwear. Well, what'd you do with your underwear money? I guess you're just going to have to go commando for a month. And guess what? I ain't doing your laundry. Because if you got shit stains in your jeans like your mom does, I ain't doing it. And that's something else. I should have thrown away all of her clothes that she had shit stains in.
Well, the way you described, she had more than enough clothes anyway. She wouldn't have missed them.
This is true. This is true. But she had her favorites. And I should have just, you know, if they had a brown streak and they weren't underwear, I should have just burned them.
What were you doing the laundry for anyways? That's a woman's job.
I did everything in the house. I paid the bills. I cooked. I cleaned. I got the kids out of school. I helped them with their homework.
Oh, you were the woman.
I was both the man and the woman. And she was the disruptive visiting aunt.
Slash mom.
She was not the mom. She should have been the mom, but she wasn't the mom.
Right.
And I really shouldn't be discussing this here because this is...
we got off topic again.
Yeah, we did.
So anyway, topic is supposed to be Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, we went on to Gaia Online. That's how we got there.
Yeah, that's what took us there, catfishing.
Catfishing.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a couple times where our catfish, where these women, they were real women. I think they were real women. And I accused them of being catfished because they appeared. Their profiles look just like catfish profiles. And so I was just like, psh. I was trying to protect people. So I posted on their deal, catfish, pissed off a couple real women. But, you know, hey, if it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So anyway, this one here, she appeared like a catfish, but she didn't talk like one. So I was giving her a chance to either prove herself or hang herself because I didn't want to go down that road of calling somebody something they're not.
Well, you know, in all honesty, some women who are not catfish, they just think it's appropriate to ask for money.
Same difference.
Yes, but one can be worked with and the other one, yeah.
Either one, I ain't got no time for. So, if they're only after my wallet, then I ain't after them.
There you go. Okay, so basically, yeah, they're both catfish. One's just a professional catfish.
There you go.
The other's just an amateur idiot.
Which one's the amateur idiot?
The one who's not a professional still asking for money.
You mean the one that's not a real woman?
Well, no, I mean, it'd be a real woman, but she just thinks that's the way she's supposed to interact with a man, is ask for money.
Oh, I thought that was a professional catfish.
Well, that's the one who might be a man.
Because isn't that pretty much what most women are after?
So by your definition, all women are catfish.
Pretty much.
Which means...
I'm screwed. Or not screwed, one of the two.
Basically means you're never, ever, 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 ever going to have a woman because all women are disqualified.
I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to have a relationship because all women are disqualified.
That's sad.
Unfortunately, not all women are, fortunately, not all women are disqualified. Unfortunately, most of them are. At least American women, I don't know. Probably foreign women, too. They're all the same. I don't know. I just don't know about women anymore. I don't trust them.
Why not?
They've proven themselves to be untrustworthy. As a group. Individually, well, I can't say the same because I would have to, what's the word? Put them to the test individually. But collectively, they can't be trusted.
Right.
Kind of like the government?
Oh, definitely most, can't trust the government.
Most government officials you cannot trust. Collectively, you cannot trust the government. But there are a few good apples still out there. And that's basically my my analysis.
Right.
And it probably the same goes for man. You know, humans in general, you know, most people can't be trusted. You know, I grew up thinking that, you know, people were generally good and that you could generally trust people. And I'm learning that it's the opposite of what I was thinking. Red, yellow, black, or white, male, female, don't matter.
Right.
So. But anyways, back to PK. Or Red Towers. And then we should play our disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you was complaining about the market.
I was. Did they fix it?
Well, they fixed the gold glitch and the matte glitch, if you will. No positive, no more going into negative.
Okay, so, good.
So that, in return, fixes the market.
Okay, so we'll have a natural market with people who have insane amount of materials at this point. But it does produce a market.
Yeah, right now people are still posting the same stuff that they were posting before, but nobody's buying it.
Right, it won't work.
You're right. Once people figure out that...
They can't buy it.
They may or may not be able to buy it. It depends on what you have and what you're willing to buy.
Well, that's true. Somebody might have an astronomical amount of money and might buy that accidentally, finding out they lost the money and didn't get any.
Right. So somebody who buys everything might be like, oh, okay, bam, 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 bam. Then they go, then they run out of gold, and they're like, and it says, you don't have enough gold for that. And they're like, what?
Hey, I got to log in and check my character. Alt, and see if it's got negative mats and everything. It might be dead in the water.
Nah, well, you can always sell, you know, stuff to yourself. You know, if your one character's in the negative, you can always be like...
I might not be able to give it enough to bring it into the positive. It might be a net wash if I do that.
Well, between your character and my character, I'm sure we can work something out.
What about all your other alts?
That's a secret. I think Batman's got a couple million stuff.
Okay, I better go look for that password.
It's a generic password that I created for my alts.
Right.
My main characters have a different password. Two different passwords, because I'm a password.
Now, did they do another? Did they do another distribution? Because I'm currently at version 1.3.2.4.
I'm not sure. If so, it'll force you to upgrade.
It'll force an upgrade? Okay, so they fixed that too. Because it didn't used to force an upgrade. You used to be able to play under the bad one.
No, okay.
All right. Now, menu. And I already have an account. And do. Rather than actually say what I'm typing in. Do. There we go. All right, loading resources. May take a while. Often does.
No problem. I'm just reading through the chat right now.
Okay.
You'll never guess who I ended up blocking.
Oh, cool. I've got positive gold, but I've got negative mana.
Oh, mana? You can fix that easy.
So I can still do for mana?
Yep.
I've got positive berries, but I've got seriously negative leather, stone, and wood.
Serious negative leather and wood?
Uh-huh.
I have to refresh. I don't know. I can't look at my inventory, but... yeah, between your characters and my characters, we'll be able to get yours out of the negative. That's no problem.
Well, at least I can move, because my gold is positive now.
Cool. So how much leather do you need?
Over 2 billion.
Over 2 billion?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. I will not be building any flags.
Not with that guy.
Yeah, it needs... Well, no. Okay, it doesn't need over 2 billion. It needs 2 billion. Needs,
okay.
It needs 1.9 billion leather, 1.9 billion stone, and 2 billion wood.
(Clears throat) Why'd you let him get in a negative like that?
Because I hadn't finished wrapping him around. It was only like 100 million away from the wraparound. And I successfully did the wraparound on the berries.
Oh, okay.
I just hadn't gotten around to wrapping around on the other items. And if I'd done it, I'd be in the clear right now. I would have been in the clear. Well, I had 800 million to go to do the wraparound on the mana.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff on the shelf for the market. Two berries for 500 stones. One wood for 99 million, blah, blah, blah. 10 stones for 1,000 leathers. One wood for 5,000 stones. One wood for 5,000 leathers. Whole bunch of other crazy stuff. One berry for 500 leathers. One berry for 300 wood. One berry for 300 leather. So people are starting to figure it out and starting to lower their numbers.
Okay, well, my character could sell berries for materials. And at that rate, I'd still have a lot of berries and and would build myself up to the point where I might break even on the other items.
Well, what we could do. Hang on, let me see what I got. Okay, I've got a. What do you need again? Leather, wood, and stones?
Yeah, leather, wood, and stones. I got berries. I got more today. There is no point. There's no point to fixing this.
Well, I've got almost the. This character alone has almost a billion of each item.
Right. I'd need double that. Yeah, I was trying very carefully not to wrap my other character around to the negative on the items by getting too much.
Yeah, see, I was worried about that myself. That's why I created an alt, just to do that.
Okay.
I knew that it was going to fix it one of these days, and so that's why I had I had an alt that I misspelled the name on, and I was like, screw it, I'll just use it. Ooh, I know what I can do. Oh, I know what you can do.
What can I do?
Sell your helmet. Not your helmet. Sell your knife.
Can we make them?
Not yet.
Then I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I've got a few of them. I can give you another one. So what you do, actually, okay, here's what I'll do is.
Yeah, but how can you safely do that when there's an astronomical amount of everything out there?
Somebody might buy it. So what you do is, all right, let's see here. I've got an extra staff. My other character has all the weapons. So I got this +5 dagger. I can upgrade it to a +25 dagger and sell it for 25. You know, basically start working the market. You can work yourself out of debt in the market by selling things like the stupid dagger that's worthless. Somebody might want it. Somebody's got the gold or got the mats who think the game is useless might want to buy it.
There you go.
So, all right, go ahead and go to the sell section right now. And I'm going to sell you my +7 dagger.
So I should go to buy.
Go to buy, I'm sorry. Yeah, buy.
Okay.
Now I'm going to sell.
No, don't. Don't.
Why?
I have no trade window.
You have what?
Oh, there we go. The trade window just came up. Okay, go ahead and try it.
All right. You have tons of berries?
Yeah, I have 2 billion berries.
Here, I'll just put gold because I can always give you your gold back.
That's true.
999. Done. So, sell.
Okay, I'm buying it. Bought.
Hang on, let me look at my money. Okay, yeah, I can afford to sell that for that amount.
I'm going to try to buy your stone. Okay, oh, you do not have enough mana to make this purchase. Okay, so my negative mana cannot buy anything.
Okay.
Let me check my inventory. Would you sell me? +7 dagger?
+7 dagger.
Okay.
All right. So now go to hunt chat. Go to your main menu and go to the talk bubble and click on hunt chat.
It's hanging up on me.
Do what?
It's slow.
Oh, okay. Well, don't check box the hunt chat. Just click on the hunt chat.
Okay.
Because the checkbox is pointless. Let me know when you're there.
Yeah.
Well, when you do go there, just hit, you know, a comma or a period and then hit send. And that'll pop your name up on the screen, and then I can send you your gold back. Then you can upgrade that and actually sell it for leather. You know, I'd sell it for just like... Try selling for 999,999,999 leather.
Right.
See if somebody buys it. But I'd upgrade it to +25 before selling it.
Okay, now I'm going for hunting chat. Okay, there's a lot of Kano. Xana and Impos have both spoke on here.
Oh, Impos, I can't see any of his stuff because I blocked him.
Why?
I did. There's only so much dumbass I can handle.
Oh. And he's involved in dumbass?
Him and Gux Thor. So I blocked both of them. I'll probably unblock them eventually, but I just got tired of their stupid crap.
Right. Okay, you can chat here, but yeah, the checkbox don't stay checked.
Yeah, just hit period and send. Because your name has to pop up on the screen in order for somebody to send you gold. So this
there you
is
go.
The only way. Cool. This is the only
except
way people.
David Ray. Well, yeah, okay. Oh, that's a correction. Said David Ray. It didn't say you. Said David Ray.
Oh, it says David Ray now? Cool.
What does it say on your end?
David Ray.
Cool. That's good. Because a lot of people were seeing DD&D.
No, it only says DD&D when you click on David Ray. And then it says send message. Oh, I just sent the money to DD&D.
Even though you clicked on my name.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. How much money did you send me?
Shit. You're probably in a negative now. Oh, shit.
Now you can mess people up.
That is not good. Okay, try to send it back to me.
I'm signing into my other character to find out what happened.
So they did not fix the glitch entirely.
No, you could screw people up pretty permanently now. I got in a hurry and I didn't enter my password correctly.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that, sending it to the wrong character.
You clicked on my name and sent it to the wrong character?
Yeah, I thought I was sending the money back to David Ray, not
DD&D. Guess what? I am now negative 2 billion gold.
All right, try sending me back 99,999,999 gold. Go to the hot chat. You'll see me there. Mine says you. So.
Right, because it identifies your phone as being that character.
Right.
I only saw my name. See, now, my previous entry, I'm looking at with this character, it says you.
Weird.
Meanwhile, it's loading messages, so I can't click on you yet.
Oh, okay.
There we go. I'm going to send you gold, and it's going to tell me.
Hey, you don't have enough.
Wait.
What?
11 digits.
Oh, yeah,
12,
you can send more.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 digits. The 21st digit starts another row.
Wow, you can send
a
trillion.
Okay, you sent me 8 digits, right?
99,999,999 gold. So that'd be 6, 7, 8, yeah.
8 digits. Okay, 8 digits. Send. You don't have enough gold.
Oh, no. All right. So,
I can only travel on my own flags now.
Okay. All right, hang on. I'm get. Let me see how much gold I have. I'll.
funny.
Yeah, so you don't want to have too much gold, otherwise they'll make them still put you in a negative. So I need to get rid of some of this gold.
Well, forever to kill enough monsters to Can you sell mana yet?
Not yet. Okay. What?
Well, I changed it from a negative two to an... Oh, wait a minute. I got an awful lot of gold for doing that. I'm still in the negative, but I got an awful lot of gold for doing that. I killed a wolf, and I got like 100 million gold for it.
No, you didn't. I just sent you 100 million gold.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Damn it. Yeah, you're right. Because I just killed a bear and I got a reasonable amount for it. All right. Well, that means if you want me to travel on your flags, you're going to have to set the price at zero.
Well, I brought you down to negative 7 million. Let's see what I have left in my bank.
You don't want to do this.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm down to 2 million or 200 million, which is where I want to be. Okay. Now,
oh, I see. You want to get away from the danger zone.
Exactly. Now let me log into my other character. Trying to remember my password. I got like 50 million passwords I use. That's the wrong one.
Or at least I can destroy flags now.
Okay, there we go. Now
okay,
I can see
a whole bunch of flags and they're gone.
Wow, Impulse has got a lot of stuff in chat. I didn't block him with this character. All right. I've got a billion with this guy, too, so.
You can see my balance.
Huh?
You can see my balance.
Oh, yeah. I'm sending you 1,234,567,890 gold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 0. Now, you're in a positive 500 million. And my guy is still in the positive 400 million, so we're good.
Crap.
Okay. Now, is this the guy with the weapons? Yes.
Hello, Jerry. Hello. Jerry's walking by. He was on the phone.
Oh, okay. Is he doing his Flat Earth podcast tonight?
I don't know.
Just kidding. I think he does that on Fridays. I was just listening to our Flat Earth podcast.
Yeah, I was playing Equinox.
Something about an Equinox. What?
I'd still like to hear him explain the Equinox.
Well, we'll have to get him on the podcast and do another. We'll have to do an Equinox podcast.
Because, you know, the way he's describing the Earth and the way he's describing where the sun's located, you cannot have a worldwide Equinox.
What's an Equinox again?
Where day and night are equal in length. And twice a year, when it happens to the whole world all at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And, well, but it doesn't.
That's because the Earth is flat.
You know, it doesn't if the world is flat. But it does if the world is a globe or some other conforming shape.
That's because the Earth is flat.
All right. I just found out that my favorite...
and that's my Flat Earth argument. All right, we'll wait for David to come back. I got all these weapons with this guy. And really, that's all he has to do in order to get more mats is to create an alt and sell those weapons to himself, upgrade the weapons, and sell them for materials. Hello!
Yeah!
And welcome to the D&D Podcast!
Cut that out already.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah, you're demented. Oh, my God.
Where we talk about Flat Earth. You know, we could really get our podcast going by talking about Flat Earth all the time.
The Flat Earth haters?
Yeah. There's a lot of Flat Earth idiots out there. They love... You know, I don't know. We got to find something stupid to talk about instead of something intellectual to talk about, and then we'll actually have callers.
Right.
Like Red Towers isn't stupid enough.
That's yeah. Well, that'll have to be something universal subject. So we could talk about Ivana Trump.
Who Trump?
Ivana Trump.
Oh, yeah, that'll get us some listeners.
Problem is, the only reason I even know her name is because I run into idiots who talk about her. I do not know what this woman looks like. I don't know if Ivana Trump is his wife, his daughter, his mother, or what.
What's her name again?
I suspect it's either his wife or his daughter.
What's her name again?
Ivana Trump. And I might be pronouncing it wrong.
I think Ivanka is the, is the wife.
All right. I don't know.
She's got a Russian name. I think his daughter's got a his daughter has an American name. His wife has
Ivana,
a Russian.
Ivana would be a Russian also.
Okay, yeah. So that's probably who they're talking about. They're probably just pronouncing it wrong because it's like Ivanka.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know one. I do know that supposedly she does all sorts of strange sexual activities and, you know, whatever. And she's immoral and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's all the crap I hear from these people. And I don't care. So I've never bothered to even look it up to see if it was true or not.
It's Ivana. And that's actually his last wife, I think.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, I don't even recognize him being my president. Not that I wanted Hillary.
Melania is his last wife.
Okay. Wow. See, I don't know.
Google knows. That's the only reason why I know. But yeah, I remember him talking about.
But that's just it.
Ivana.
I care so little. I haven't even bothered to Google it.
I hear you. I remember him talking about Ivana in his book.
Right.
When I was studying real estate, I was studying Donald Trump back in 2007. And in one of his books, he was talking about her. Well, they got divorced in 1992. Then he married Marla. Like a year later, was married to her till 1999, and then was single until 2005. But yeah, I think she's from Russia. Melania. Of course, probably all of them are. He likes Russian women.
Right.
But
isn't it Russia who supposedly tampered with his votes?
Supposedly.
Right. So he likes the Russian women, but he's accusing Russia of tampering, you know, with his whatever.
Now, I don't think his second wife is Russian, but who knows? It's hard to tell. He isn't accusing them. The media is accusing them. But we already know the truth.
The media is accusing him of accusing them then.
He probably don't argue it, but the truth of the matter is the Russians had nothing to do with the hacking, and there was no tampering with the voting.
Oh, there was tampering.
Well, there was probably tampering because the government always tampers with it,
but there
was no Russian tampering. What it boiled down to was, is that a Russian hacked a laptop that was not even hooked into the network.
At
all. And they blew it way out of proportion. And even if this laptop was hooked into the network, they would have only been able to tamper with one voting booth section, one building, one location. How many millions of locations are there in the U.S.?
Right.
Because they're not all hooked into the network with each other. So they would have had, you know, I don't know, 500,000 hackers trying to hack all of these databases all at the same time. And what it boiled down to is There was one hacker that hacked a laptop. It had nothing to do with the government. And the laptop was not even on the network. But they blew it out of proportion. Well, shoot, you got hackers hacking laptops all the time. From all kinds of countries. We got hackers here in the U.S. that hack people all the time. We don't even know what the hack was about. All we know is a laptop was hacked. But yeah, they want to blow it out of proportion. But it's just a distraction. It's all it ever is. It's a distraction to keep us talking about nonsense while they do shit behind our backs. Like try to take our guns. And try to take our internet. Well, you know, Donald Trump even said that if he gets elected, this is when he was running for office. He said when he got elected, he was going to take the internet away from the common man.
Right.
He said, we don't need it. We're not responsible enough.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Well,
that's, yeah.
You're partly right, but, you know, that's... But see, our irresponsibility is giving the government excuses to do these sort of things. It's like Gox, Thor, and Impos and other stupid people on the chat doing stupid things. All that does is create a problem so that the administrators have to administrate mods, or we could call them crackers, to get the whip out and whip people, you know. It's we the people that are screwing up, you know, certain things that we're doing. Maybe me, maybe you, but mostly other stupid people. I mean, I'm sure we do stupid things too that we should not be doing. But there's certain things that we do that we're not holding each other accountable for, and therefore someone has to come in and police us because we're not policing ourselves. And that gives the government the excuse. It's no reason. They have no reason to do it, but they it gives them the excuse to have the reason. Oh, you guys can't behave, so we have to come in and make you behave. And that's
I have half a billion gold now. Thank you.
Do what?
I now have half a billion gold. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So we just lost 2 billion gold.
Yeah, because you threw me over there. Because you threw me over the top.
Right.
Half a billion gold is probably more than enough to do anything I want to do.
True. And it keeps us out of that danger zone. Somebody would have to send us all their gold to put us in the negative.
We would have to draw attention in such a way that people want to hurt us.
Do what?
We'd have to draw attention in such a way that somebody wanted to hurt us.
Right. But yeah, that will level out the playing field real quick. When people start putting other people in the negative, it's a good thing I created a dozen alts, and they all got a few million gold.
Right. So you take all your extra funds and you only have a couple hundred gold on your main character.
Right. Okay, there you go. Oh, here's what I was saying when you dropped out. Create some alts, sell the weapons to yourself, upgrade them with gold, and sell them for materials. And then junk your alts.
Okay.
Because that's about the only thing of any value. You can't make weapons, but you can make alts and sell the weapons to yourself and then give yourself the gold back. But here's the kicker with you. Here's your problem. You don't have another phone that you can have your alt with because you can't hotspot yourself to your other phone.
No.
Because you went to cricket. Surely there's a hotspot hack that you can do to hack that phone and hotspot to yourself.
I'm a little afraid to because it's a Cricket phone, and they might have made it so that if I root the phone, it'll no longer work with Cricket. And I don't have a couple $100 to throw at getting another phone.
Yeah. Maybe I should go ahead and buy that other phone for you when I get paid. And so you can go back to Walmart phone. And then you can hotspot. Like, and then you'll have two new
phones.
Yeah,
but you know what? I've gone past what they called my limit, and I'm still pulling in. Right now it's running slow. It's because I'm on the edge of signal. But even now, I'm doing good browsing on my computer.
So you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot better than you were with Walmart.
Right. Right. And
so you're happy with them overall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they throttled me down, and I barely noticed. So I'm doing 3G under the throttled state. And it's really 3G. Well, yeah, it's really 3G. It might even be the lower end of 4G, but it's really 3G. Whereas Walmart said they were giving me 4G, and it was really at best 3G.
It was really at best dial-up.
And then when they throttled me, it wasn't even dial-up.
It was worse than dial-up.
It was worse than dial-up when they throttled me.
It was like dial-up unplugged.
Generally, they say that the other way around. When they say something's unplugged, it's like wild and crazy.
I know. That's why I said it that way. I was doing an oxymoron.
Well, I mean, you know, literally, yeah, it would be dial-up unplugged, as in the phone was unplugged from the line.
Yeah, it didn't hardly work.
7 kilobits per second is an eighth of dial-up. And 2G is supposed to be from the upper range of dial-up to 100 kilobits per second. And, you know, if they had given me the lower, you know, the upper range of dial-up, I would have been happy. At 50 kilobits per second, I would have been happy. If they gave me the lower end of 2G, I would have been happy.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
You know, And all they kept doing is giving me, you know, every time I got a new card, the latest thing they did is they're now giving you 10 gigabytes per month before they throttle you, all right? And you don't even have to get high speed before they'll decide to throttle you. First 2 months they did that to me, I called in, I complained, they hung up on me.
That was Walmart.
That was Walmart.
Walmart sucks.
First 2 months I did Straight Talk. I didn't even get high-speed internet. And they started throttling me after that. I was getting 2G at best. And some of it, I wasn't even getting that. I was still getting less than 2G. And supposedly I was getting 4G. And then they throttled me under the claims that I had used it up already. And it's like, well, you know, hey, yeah, I may have gone through 10 gigabytes, or actually at the time it was 5 gigabytes was their limit. I may have gone through 5 gigabytes. None of it was at high speed.
None of it
was high speed. Now you're throttling me.
Gotta love Walmart.
It's like, does Walmart own Straight Talk, or is just Straight Talk has an exclusive franchise with them?
One or the other, I don't know.
Anyway, there's no Straight Talk about Straight Talk.
There's nothing straight about Straight Talk.
No.
It's crooked.
It is as crooked as
a daybird.
It is as crooked as the millennia is long.
It is as straight as the earth is flat.
Maybe.
Do what? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're losing you again.
Well, that's too bad.
You're at Bill and Shirley's again?
I am.
Why?
Because I wouldn't be able to internet at the same time I talk to you.
I do not understand that.
Whatever.
All I heard was something internet, something you.
House, but it's colder now. I need to be near the wood stove in order to make it work right.
Oh, right. Well, since I got my pickup truck fixed, we'll start construction on a small greenhouse. 20 by 20. One that we can add on to.
So for a half-size greenhouse. All right.
Yeah.
And, okay. And yeah, it can work nicely.
Yeah, what's happening? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do all the bending here at Bill and Shirley's. They've got the setup for it already right here. We can get the perfect curve done.
I left my keys in my ignition all day.
Ah! Well, nobody stole it, so I guess you're good.
Yeah.
Something suspended from it.
That's why you don't drive knives in your vehicle. Then again, I've seen people steal old ratty vehicles, too. I need to start juicing. I'm gaining weight. Yeah, not a lot, but, you know. I hadn't been juicing like I've been juicing, or like I was before. Oh, thank you. I think that guy works here. Anyway, yeah, I hadn't been juicing like I should. I've been slacking off. But I got sick last week. Last Friday, Saturday to be exact. And I juiced a little bit, but that's about it. So anyway, back to PK.
Right.
So, what's the alternatives to Red Towers?
I don't know.
Parallel dimension and what?
Well, there was that one block boss that Parallel Kingdom was offering to people, but they offered it long before Parallel Kingdom died. All right. And so I signed up for it, but by the time I went to go follow the appropriate invite, they changed the website.
Yeah, and then they didn't actually launch it. I don't think it exists.
So you don't think it ever actually launched? Yeah, because I haven't been able to find it.
All right, I'm in chat right now. Impos is in there, so.
Oh, yes, get it.
What are the other alternatives to PK besides Red Towers? Question mark.
How dare you ask? By the way, that question hasn't shown up yet on the chat. Oh, nope, it hasn't. Oh, wait a minute. Did you ask in Global or did you ask in Hunter?
Global, but I didn't hit send because it didn't type, so never mind.
I didn't see anything.
I remember what it was. Map your empire or something like that.
That sounds familiar.
Okay, let's see here. Google Play. Because, yeah, we're going to be podcasting about Red Towers, Map Your Empire, and Parallel Dimensions.
Parallel Dimensions?
Parallel. How do you spell dimension?
D-I.
Don't matter. Man, it's not coming up. So they ain't even got it out yet.
There you go.
There's a parallel space.
Woohoo. Well, take a look at it and see what it is.
multiple accounts.
Thing.
It's basically where you, it's pretty much stupid. Wait, no, maybe not. Oh, Parallel Space is kind of like a ghosting software where you can have two accounts on one phone and run multiple accounts at the same time. You could run your D&D and David Ray character with Parallel Space.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Let me find out.
All right, cool. If that works, oh, man, look out. I'm going to install it on my phone, too. I'm going to go ahead and install it, and if it works for you. I'm going to use it. It'd work on my Facebook, because I've got like four Facebook accounts. I can run all four Facebooks on one phone. No, no, no. You can only run two at a time.
Oh, it lets you run two?
Only two at a time. At least that's what it says. We could probably petition them to do more, but...
Well, you know, you could probably run a Parallel Space inside Parallel Space.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay. What was the other one? Map your territory or something like that. Map your empire. Map. Oh. Delete. Okay, map. Your empire. Wow, looks like it's out. Hey, map your empire is out.
Okay. Run multiple accounts of the same app at once. Create a unique space by themes. Clone and run multiple accounts of the same app. Okay, okay. It's an app cloner.
Okay.
All right. So I could make a clone of Parallel Kingdom and have it running in the background with one character while I was playing another copy of Parallel Kingdom. And I could switch back and forth between them and wouldn't have to log in constantly.
There you go. That's exactly what you want.
Well, yes and no.
Oh.
Because, yeah. Basically, if I'm going to transfer gold to my other characters, I'm going to have to sell them stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the only way I've ever been able to transfer for gold.
Right, and that's what I should have done. And it's just sold one berry for 900. Oh, no, had you sell one berry for 999,999 gold.
And I can do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Anybody sits on it helps my cause. I only have to do that 20 times. And you know what? I might still be in a time and space where I can get away with that.
There you go. What the heck? I'm trying to sign into Map Your Empire. Apparently, it's not up and running yet. They only have live chat up and running.
Where did Red Tower start?
Don't know.
Basically, it was a chat, you know, as many people complain, it was basically a chat program. Still is.
Yeah.
you know. So, oh yeah, there's a lot of parallel space, super clone, trick parallel space, multiple accounts, app cloner, that's what I was talking about. Do multiple is another one. Multi-app clone app. As you have multiple chat accounts. Dual app wizard. Space FX, one touch. What a name. App cloner. Switch me multiple accounts.
Boom, I'm in. Okay.
ISS, high definition, live. I don't know what that has to do about multiple accounts. That's funny. So they fixed a whole bunch of stuff in one shot.
Who fixed a bunch of what in one shot?
The developers. You know, we're probably going to lose our alts if we're using them on the same phone. Because they know it's coming from the same phone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They know it. So, they will eventually fix it and block that.
Maybe.
Yeah, it looks like chat's not really active right now.
Yeah, nobody's in this chat room either. I'm on Map Your Empire.
Well, we could take it over.
I don't know. Oh, well, we could take over the chat.
Yeah, it's not like there's anything else to take over is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, I just destroyed a flag and it's still there. You haven't destroyed it. I was able to build a new flag. It's overlap zone.
Okay.
I can still visit my destroyed flag. Yes, I can visit my destroyed flag.
The last activity here in this chat was on the 16th, about 10 days ago, 9 days ago. Okay. This girl said, is this game still being developed? I would like to donate, but want to be sure it's still happening. Happy face.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and you could tell her the same thing that you'd say about Red Towers. Is it ain't going to happen unless donations occur. So,
Yeah. So we have to check in every once in a while on this chat. That's basically all Map Your Empire is a chat. But they're probably developing it in the background while
possibly
we're chatting. You know, they just put it up to let people know that, hey, they're working on it.
Okay, I'm searching for that. Well, you know, advertise the DD&D podcast on there.
I said, hello from PK. So,
yeah.
No game yet, just chat? Question mark. We're talking about you guys on our podcast right now, happy face.
Might as well put up my phone number and tell them to call me.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah, put that up. Go ahead and put up my phone number. Tell them to call me.
Why?
Well, just because I'm willing to talk to them. And anybody else who's willing to call me based on that. Oh, that's not a bad emblem.
How do you spell dungeons? D-U-N.
D-U-N-G-E-O-N, I believe.
There it is.
Okay, I'm installing it. Map Your Empire. It advertises itself as a live web chat.
Yeah, the chat sucks. But I'm working with it.
I was just doing 139 kilobits per second. Ooh, 255 kilobits per second. Ooh. And that's throttled according to Cricket, whereas throttled according to Straight Talk is 7 kilobits per second. Yeah, basically, if you're a service provider and you do me wrong, I'll talk about you.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Hey, you gave a hyperlink. Awesome. Make sure
all
I spelled
right.
It right. Cool, I spelled it right.
Yeah, go ahead and put my phone number and tell them I'll talk to anybody, especially, but I'd especially be interested in talking to the developers.
Well, it's on the podcast if they listen.
If they listen. This is just giving them another avenue. This is to make it more likely they'll listen to the podcast if they call and talk to one of us.
Okay.
And if you're willing to get a whole bunch of phone calls, you can give them your phone number. But, you know.
All right, what do you want me to say exactly?
Tell them I'm willing to talk to anybody from that game, you know, which is obvious. There. Whoa, sorry. You know, anybody who's in that game would see my phone number. I'm willing to talk to anybody there, but I would especially like to talk to the developers. And quite frankly, I'm downloading it now myself. I can put that in there myself. So,
I'm it'll probably be better if I put it because it'll coincide with what I advertised.
This is true. Yep. Wow. I put some decent wood in the fireplace, and it's actually generating heat properly. So, yeah.
876-7288.
876-7288. 417 area code. Map your empire. My eLive chat. Yeah, okay. It hasn't even loaded up properly. .341 kilobits per second. Woohoo!
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Now see, if that's throttle, that's the most that Straight Talk would ever give me. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm looking at my data rate on this thing. I have a little data rate meter installed on my phone. So I know roughly what my data rate is. By using this chat, you agree to terms of service. Name.
I didn't even read their TOS.
Well, you know, honestly, anytime. What username did you use? Kano or DD&D?
Kano.
All right. Come on. So, filling this out on my phone, I can't see what I'm typing in spaces because it won't let me scroll up and my keyboard comes over the top of what I'm typing.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. It's not near as good as Red Towers by far, but maybe they'll catch up. Maybe they'll catch up. Maybe not. But I'll put their little icon next to Red Towers.
Log in.
Do what?
Did you have to check?
Do you have to what?
Did you have to go check your email account in order to sign up?
No.
Okay, so they just accepted the fact that you said you were a certain person.
Yeah. Oh, I probably should check that, though.
I got a big red eye. Well, a big red circle with an eye in it. Your account has been activated successfully. Click here to continue.
I know. It looks like an error.
Yep. Name. And the password. And I still got in because I put an ampersand in my character name.
Yeah, I put an apostrophe after my name, but it didn't compute.
Okay, so that might be a problem.
No special characters. yet.
Did you send anything to that?
It did not send me no confirmation email. Do what?
Did you say anything in chat?
I did. Can you see it? Should be at the very bottom.
Huh. Oh, there we go. We loaded up.
Oh, okay. So you got my stuff?
Not unless they scrolled you off screen. Unless your name is Victoria Walker.
She was the last person who posted before me.
Okay, I don't see anything by you.
Weird. I see you're in there, DDD.
Yeah, I just signed in.
Type something.
Oh, there we go. Now your stuff shows up.
Okay.
Okay, hello from OK. PK. Asterix. So no game there, just chat. We're talking about you guys on the podcast right now. Demented Dungeons and Dragons, ... but it's all blue line underscored.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear from the developers at...
your phone number.
Yeah.
You can change the color of your font.
Yeah, well... I can't see what I'm typing, though. You must have typed something else because of my screen shift. Okay, let's see if I typed that right. Apparently I did. Send. Oh, there it is. Yeah, lots of weird faces from you.
That's weird. If you do your screen sideways, you can't scroll down and see the whole thing.
No, but by turning the screen sideways and then turning it back up and down, I got your stuff to load up.
So you have to do portrait or portal, whatever it's called.
Portrait.
There it is. Yeah, portrait. And you can only do four faces at a time, otherwise it looks screwy. If you're only doing faces. Okay, so I need to add another.
My green's not green.
Your what?
I changed my text to be green. And
oh,
I typed the word green. And it did not come out green.
Well, that's screwed up. We need to hack their game and fix it. All right, what's this called? Map?
Map your empire.
Empire.
Okay, so my print came out black and white to you?
Yep. Everything's black and white.
Okay.
Except for the hyperlink.
Yep. Which they did automatically. So anytime you put a dot, it'll hyperlink it.
Oh, yeah, because it's thinking it's a IP address, probably.
Oh, that's weird.
Click on your phone number and see what IP address comes up.
It didn't.
Oh, you clicked on it?
Yeah, the hyperlinks don't work.
The Demented Dungeons and Dragons one does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not working for me.
Because you suck.
Yep. Well, let me do a long one.
All right, let's go to settings. English. No habla. Let's change the language to Chinese. Just kidding.
Yeah, that might mess you up, because then you might not be able to read the instructions to go back.
I know, right? Effects, on or off. I don't know what that means.
Hey, wait a minute. We started the podcast over an hour late.
30 minutes late.
Oh, yeah, I dropped the phone call. Hey, Ron Paul. You ran that.
Ron!
Okay. An hour ago.
Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. Here we go.
Oh, the link worked. It opened up inside the chat.
It's remarkable that whenever you read an article about Yemen in the mainstream media, the central role of Saudi Arabia and the United States in the tragedy is glossed over or completely ignored. A recent Washington Post article purporting to tell us how things got so bad explains to us that it's a complicated story involving warring regional superpowers, terrorism, oil, and an impending climate catastrophe. No, Washington Post, it's simpler than that. The tragedy in Yemen is the result of foreign military intervention in the internal affairs of that country. It started with the Arab Spring, which had all the fingerprints of the State Department meddling, and it escalated with the 2015 unprovoked Saudi attack on the country to reinstall Riyadh's preferred leader. Thousands of innocent civilians have been killed, and millions more are at risk as starvation and cholera rages. We are told that U.S. foreign policy should reflect American values. So how can Washington support Saudi Arabia, a tyrannical state with one of the worst human rights record on earth, as it commits by what any measure is a genocide against the Yemeni people? The U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs warned just last week that Yemen faces the largest famine the world has seen for many decades, with millions of victims. The Red Cross has just estimated that 1 million people are vulnerable in the cholera epidemic that rages through Yemen. And why is there a cholera epidemic? Because the Saudi government, with the U.S. support, has blocked every port of entry to prevent critical medicine from reaching suffering Yemenis. This is not a war, it's cruel murder. The United States is backing Saudi aggression against Yemen by cooperating in every way with the Saudi military. Targeting, intelligence, weapon sales, and more. The U.S. is a partner in Saudi Arabia's Yemen crimes. Does holding hands with Saudi Arabia as it slaughters Yemeni children really reflect American values? Is anyone even paying attention? The claim that we are fighting Al-Qaeda in Yemen and thus our involvement is covered under the 9/11 authorization for the use of force is without merit. In fact, it has been reported numerous times in the mainstream media that U.S. intervention on behalf of the Saudis in Yemen is actually a boost to al-Qaeda in the country. Al-Qaeda is at war with the Houthis, who had taken control of much of the country because the Houthis practice a form of Shia Islam they claim is tied to Iran. We are fighting on the same side as al-Qaeda in Yemen. Adding insult to injury, the U.S. Congress can't be bothered to even question how we got so involved in a war that has nothing to do with us. A few conscientious members of Congress got together recently to introduce a special motion under the 1973 War Powers Act that would have required a vote on our continued military involvement in Yemen genocide. The leadership of both parties joined together to destroy this attempt to at least get a vote on U.S. aggression against Yemen. As it turns out, the only members to vote against this shamefully gutted resolution were the original members who introduced it. This is bipartisanship at its worst. U.S. involvement in Saudi Arabia crimes against Yemen is a national disgrace. That the mainstream media fails to accurately cover this genocide is shameful. Let us join our voices now to demand that our U.S. representatives end U.S. involvement in Yemen immediately.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, November 20th. It's remarkable that whenever you read an article about Yemen in the mainstream media, the central role of Saudi Arabia and the United States in the tragedy is glossed over or completely ignored. A recent Washington Post article purporting to tell us how things got so bad explains to us that it's a complicated story involving warring regional superpowers, terrorism, oil, and an impending climate catastrophe. No, Washington Post, it's simpler than that. The tragedy in Yemen is the result of foreign military intervention in the internal affairs of that country. It started with the Arab Spring, which had all the fingerprints of the State Department meddling, and it escalated with the 2015 unprovoked Saudi attack on the country to reinstall Riyadh's preferred leader. Thousands of innocent civilians have been killed, and millions more are at risk as starvation and cholera rages. We are told that U.S. foreign policy should reflect American values. So how can Washington support Saudi Arabia, a tyrannical state with one of the worst human rights record on earth, as it commits by what any measure is a genocide against the Yemeni people? The U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs warned just last week that Yemen faces the largest famine the world has seen for many decades with millions of victims. The Red Cross has just estimated that 1 million people are vulnerable in the cholera epidemic that rages through Yemen. And why is there a cholera epidemic? Because the Saudi government, with the U.S. support, has blocked every port of entry to prevent critical medicine from reaching suffering Yemenis. This is not a war, it's cruel murder. The United States is backing Saudi aggression against Yemen by cooperating in every way with the Saudi military. Targeting, intelligence, weapon sales, and more. The U.S. is a partner in Saudi Arabia's Yemen crimes. Does holding hands with Saudi Arabia as it slaughters Yemeni children really reflect American values? Is anyone even paying attention? The claim that we are fighting al-Qaeda in Yemen and thus our involvement is covered under the 9/11 authorization for the use of force is without merit. In fact, it has been reported numerous times in the mainstream media that U.S. intervention on behalf of the Saudis in Yemen is actually a boost to al-Qaeda in the country. Al-Qaeda is at war with the Houthis, who had taken control of much of the country because the Houthis practice a form of Shia Islam they claim is tied to Iran. We are fighting on the same side as al-Qaeda in Yemen. Adding insult to injury, the U.S. Congress can't be bothered to even question how we got so involved in a war that has nothing to do with us. A few conscientious members of Congress got together recently to introduce a special motion under the 1973 War Powers Act that would have required a vote on our continued military involvement in Yemen genocide. the leadership of both parties joined together to destroy this attempt to at least get a vote on U.S. aggression against Yemen. As it turns out, the only members to vote against this shamefully gutted resolution were the original members who introduced it. This is bipartisanship at its worst. U.S. involvement in Saudi Arabia crimes against Yemen is a national disgrace. That the mainstream media fails to accurately cover this genocide is shameful. Let us join our voices now to demand that our U.S. representatives and U.S. involvement in Yemen immediately.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, I had the mic muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, what's wrong with him? Of course we should be over in Yemeni, or wherever the heck that is.
Of course.
I mean, we're the world police force. It doesn't matter if it has anything to do with us. We're supposed to be policing the whole world because we're the only people who know how to run anything or do anything, and you know, and we can prove that because we got this wonderful monetary system in our land that works beautifully, even though it's backed by absolutely nothing. And you know, but nobody's really caught on to that, so we're gonna get away with it forever. And so, you know, because everybody else is too stupid to know that we're doing that or even understand it, we should be in charge. We should be policing everybody.
Right. Well, what I got from that was, you know, he was like, why are we supporting a tyrannical state? Well, we are a tyrannical state. Why would we not support another tyrannical state?
Well, we wouldn't. Unless we could control it. Now, I'm using we very loosely.
Well, we mean we by Uncle Sam.
Not my government.
Right. What we mean by we is the almighty Uncle Sam, the deity of Uncle Sam.
Yeah. You know. We live in North America, and we have to put up with him. And we get blamed for what he does.
Damn Westerner and white people.
Yeah.
Damn Guaylo.
Well, yeah. You know? And in a way, the foreigners are right. Because we allow this entity, this dead, non-living entity, to go out and do things in our name.
Rape, plunder, and pillage.
And we allow it. And we don't put an end to it.
Nope.
So actually, they do have a rightful claim to accuse us of its actions.
Because they are our representatives. They are representing us.
Well, they don't represent me. I doubt they represent any of us.
Well,
but we haven't taken up arms to overthrow them.
That's what I mean.
And you know, I'm not brave enough to do it.
They're supposed to be our public servants.
Yeah, there's supposedly they're our servants, but they are not acting in service to me. Because if they're acting in service to me, they wouldn't be overseas policing places that we have no business being.
Yeah, I'm not calling them by what they are. I'm calling them by what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be representing us. They're supposed to be our public servants. But they're not. They're not acting in our best interest. They're acting in their own interest.
Well, you know, the early Israelites asked for exactly what we got. And God Almighty himself said that the kings, the men in authority, would simply take more and more power, and eventually they would take our sons to fight their wars, and take our daughters to fill their kitchens, and pretty much that's exactly what's going on. They've made slaves out of all of us, and worse, they've made willing slaves out of most of us.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even, I'm free, what are you talking about? Well, how many hours do you have to work? Oh, I have two jobs. And how many jobs does your wife have? She has two jobs also. Who takes care of your kids? The daycare down the street. Oh, why aren't you taking care of your own kids? I don't have time for that. You don't? Why not? Because I'm free and I have to have all these jobs to pay for everything. Like, no, you got a slave collar around your neck. It's called debt. And if you don't have debt, you've got another slave collar around your neck called, I got to have more special stuff, so I got to earn more money to have it. It's like, you know, I'm sorry. In my opinion, it's better to live in a cardboard box under the highway than to have their slave collar around your neck.
Yeah, I can partially agree with that.
Well, yeah, I understand. You know, and while I've proved myself to be useful enough, I could bounce around from place to place and would be accepted. I don't know how to own anything because Uncle Sam will just take it from me.
Pretty much. Yeah, you can't own anything.
You know,
and you don't really own it anyways, because everything you technically own, you have to pay tax on.
Yeah, which is theft.
Yep.
Because it is taxation without representation, because those people do not represent me in any way, shape, or form. I am completely unrepresented.
They don't represent 99% of us.
They don't represent anybody as far as I can tell.
Well, they represent themselves and
I know who they represent. They represent their masters.
Right. The people who hold the gold.
Yeah. Who will not give it to them and force them to collect from us.
Right. So they're slaves too.
Yeah. You know, it's just they're very well taken care of slaves, for the most part. You know, they still take the inoculations and get all the appropriate diseases as a result, but they're still slaves, and they're treated better than you and me. So.
Yep. They're the crackers.
Crack that whip.
That's it. Damn crackers. So, yeah. So, okay. Our government is a tyrannical state. Therefore, of course, they, you know, terrorists always support other terrorists.
Well, yes and no.
Provided that they have something to gain from it.
Noriega was a terrorist. All right.
But he was a threat.
And he was installed by Uncle Sam. And everything was hunky-dory until he said, you know, I'm making tons of money selling all these drugs to you guys. I don't need to obey you anymore. And he started doing his own thing. You know, I don't know exactly what he did wrong, you know, as far as they're concerned. But it might be interesting to find out exactly what it is they accused him of and see what he was actually. I wonder if he was actually, trying to like use gold and silver for his country, because last I checked, there was only four countries who were not part of the IMF, and before that there was eight, and one of those was trying to spread gold and silver along Eastern Africa, and so they called him a terrorist and executed him, and his name was Gaddafi.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Good old Gaddafi.
And if you want to call me Gaddafi, I will say thank you for the compliment. He's a freedom fighter. Uncle Sam went in and devastated his nation. Took people who had a lifestyle similar to ours and constantly improving, and rocked them back to the dark ages. And then claimed we were their lifestyle. And we did just the opposite.
Right.
Uncle Sam did just the opposite. And we sat back and let him do it. But, hey, we don't really know what's going on overseas. I was in the Navy. I saw some shit happen. And none of it got reported back over here while I was gone. When I came back and asked questions, nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. The only thing they knew was the USS Stark. And now people don't even know what that is. And I admit, USS Stark was kind of minor, but it wasn't the only ship that got hit. There's lots of ships that got hit. Lots of Scud missiles flying around from all sides. And, they're really lousy missiles because they, and I know that because they usually didn't go off. Still had to go and defuse them. They still punched holes in the side of ships and buildings and whatever, but,
the only way they'll know the story behind the story is if they listen to the DD&D podcast.
Well, I don't know enough myself, but the only way that I'll know is by the soldiers and the sailors and other military personnel coming back and violating their oath to support the lies. Because, they literally did. They took an oath not to give out any state secrets, but, really, if the military is our public servant, we should know everything the military is doing.
Right.
And if that means they can't operate in secret, then so be it. If they didn't go overseas and mess around with other countries in the first place, it wouldn't be a problem.
We wouldn't need all them damn secrets.
Nope. If you're running a business and your employee said, I can't tell you that because our enemies, our competition, might find out what I'm doing, and we wouldn't have an advantage. It's like, and you better find another way, because I'm the boss, and you better damn well tell me what you're doing, because you're doing it in my name.
Right.
And I'm responsible for what you're doing. And I can't be responsible if I don't know what the hell you're doing. And so if you won't tell me, got to get rid of you.
Get rid of them.
You know?
One by one. Let's... Yeah. People go marching the streets, one by one. People go marching down the streets, one by one. I bet
well, yeah, the ants start out 10 by 10, 9 by 9, 8 by 8. You know, when
yeah,
it gets to 2
go,
by 2, the little one stops the tire shoe.
We go backwards and go 1 by 1, 2 by 2, 3 by 3.
Yeah, so we need, yeah, okay. All right, I like that. We'll have to work out the song where there's an appropriate rhyme for each one of those. So, you know, 1 by 1, that's an easy one. You know, they're carrying their gun.
Yeah.
So 2 by 2, you know, I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Yemen genocide. And we're fighting on the same side as Al-Qaeda. Well, we've been fighting on the same side as Al-Qaeda from the beginning.
Duh.
You know what?
Honestly, I honestly believe that on the upper level of things, where... You know, Uncle Sam and North Korea are on the same side.
Oh, yeah. They're all, yeah, all the bad guys are all on the same side, and our government is the bad guy.
Right, and they only pretend to be at war with each other so that they can go and get off.
Well... Whoever is in the UN is more or less, more than likely, going to be on the same side. Okay. Whoever's not in the UN is against the New World Order agenda and must be exterminated.
Well, but UN nations go to war against each other also.
Yeah. And that is the masquerade. It's, you know, the thinning.
Right.
Speaking of the thinning, when I was talking about that movie a couple weeks ago, I was totally accurate. Yeah. It had a very interesting twist at the end, but we won't spoil that.
It wasn't exactly what you said, but it was pretty damn close.
Yeah, it was pretty close to what I said. And I was just – that was just me going off of the trailer in the first, I don't know, maybe 15, 30 minutes that I watched. And I didn't even know that the president's son or the governor's son was going to do what he did. But – But yeah, that's basically what it turned out was. It was almost like what I was saying. What they were doing was there was a select group of people that they made sure passed, like the governor's son, for example.
Oh yeah, until it was proved that the system was doctored.
Well, the governor didn't know though. When he got the deal about his son, he freaked out. So the system was designed to favor certain people for political, diplomatic reasons. You know, they didn't want to rock the boat. They had to make sure the governor's son passed because they wanted him to think that the system worked.
Well, yeah, and that one girl, they basically switched scores around because she was a high scorer, but
she was too smart. She was the smartest. She was a threat.
Well, She was playing along with the system, though.
Well, she was helping people cheat the system.
And she wasn't the smartest, but yeah, she did help people cheat. But yeah, but she was pretty well going along with the system, but she couldn't believe that she failed. She just knew better than that. All right. But there wasn't a darn thing she could do about it once they took her, you know. But did you see the very end of the movie?
Oh, yeah. I saw the very end. It was definitely an interesting twist, which definitely opens the door up for a sequel.
Yes. Yeah, opens up the door for a sequel. But that also is probably very truthful because, you know, because, you know, they might not waste that human resource. You know?
Well, yeah, they need space.
Well, truth is, under that system, they'd still have them.
Well, yeah.
They have them anyway. People were willingly lining up to have their children murdered.
Yep.
5% population reduction per year. Which, you know, means more than 5% of the kids had to be killed off every year.
Well, yeah, that was just the kids. What about the adults?
Well, the adults are lost by attrition. All right? But whatever you don't lose in, you know, people just dying, you have to make up for by removing kids.
Oh, okay.
Because every kid,
right, so every year,
and every death takes away from the average, from the, you know, from the population. So if you have more kids born than you have people die, then you have to have the extras killed off, and if you want 5% population reduction, then you have to have enough kids to account for 5% of the population as well killed off.
Right. So every year, the kids have to do a Common Core test, and the ones that supposedly fail the test get murdered.
Yeah. Whereas this movie showed them putting together Common Core computer stuff.
We're not going to spoil the end.
Sorry, I already did. Sorry about that.
So, it's all right. Maybe they didn't get it. But anyways, yeah, go watch The Thinning. It's definitely an interesting movie. but yeah, basically the government decides who lives and who dies.
Yeah.
In this movie. And it's, you know, they said that we the people decide, you know, because whoever doesn't pass the test doesn't cut the mustard. And it was clear in the movie that the government was tampering with these tests.
Well, yeah. And short of them getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar, they do their thing. So as long as you're too dumb and too incapable of manipulating the system, then they can do with you as they please.
Right.
So. All righty.
So, back to Red Towers.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in chat.
Yep, I can't get at the trade post anymore. I was trying to withdraw an offer I made, but I can't even see that I made the offer.
Yeah, Impos said that he assumes that our podcast is lame-o, no offense, but yet pretty much everything in his chat is just nothing but bullshit, has nothing pertaining to the game. And he says that our podcast has nothing pertaining to the game, and I try to make it pertaining to the game. And all this, everything in this chat is just bullshit. Stop being a dick. LOL, why?
Well, you know what? That just is a difference of mentality. All right? So, if he doesn't see anything valuable in the podcast and you don't see anything valuable in his conversation, well, look who's chatting with him. And
pretty
that pretty well tells you. That pretty well tells you. Oh, there we go. Let's see if I can withdraw this. Oh! Clicking on the red X to cancel out an order crashes the app.
Yes, it does.
But let's see if it removed the item from sale.
All right, let's see here. Bye.
Yeah, don't buy it if it's still there.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I got to refresh the app. 1.3.2.4,
yes. That's what I got at least.
David
it may
Ray,
not be
one berry for 99,999,999 gold.
Yeah, it's still there.
My mana's still there, too. One stone for 99,999,999 mana. I'll go buy my mana from myself. Or buy my stone from myself. That character probably needs the mana. I got millions of it. I've got 1 billion mana.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't see anything for sale by you.
I just bought it.
Slappy one.
Yeah, once these people realize that they fixed it, they fixed the glitch, the market will start fixing itself.
Yeah, the Urban Dictionary is doing things reasonably.
Okay, so what do you think mana, not mana, because people can get that for free.
Can you still buy mana?
Oh, you want these daggers?
Okay.
You can sell them for leather and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got 4 useless daggers, 3 useless swords. I'll probably keep one sword.
Just hold on to them.
I've got 3 axes. 1, 2, 3, 4 daggers, 3 staffs, and 3 swords, 2 armors, 2 tunics, 2 shields, and 1 helmet.
I guess basically enough to sell for 400 million gold, 400 million wood.
You're going to sell what for that?
For 2 billion, you're going to sell a price for 2 billion wood. But
all right.
There are examples of that, but it isn't likely. And you better not be the one buying it.
What are you selling, and what are you buying, and what do you need? You're breaking up.
I need wood, stone, and leather, but you better not be the one buying it, because it takes you're just moving our resources now, and I'm in the negative, so it's going to eat up that much resources from our collective group. So don't do it. Let somebody else sell it to me if they will.
Alrighty. If they will.
If they will. Because, Imbos might still do it.
No more Thor, Gux, Thor, and Impulse bullcrap messages. Yeah, there's another guy too, Preston John. I thought he was cool at first, but now I don't know. He's friends with the Queen, so I won't block him.
Okay. I'm popping out of the sell menu every time I sell something now.
Okay. Impulse posted before I blocked him. Did everyone die on Black Friday? Because chat was dead. That'd be funny if everybody blocked him and he was just talking to himself.
Yeah, not likely. Honestly, in most chat rooms, that's how the conversation goes. That's why I don't like chat. I like Usenet, and I like certain types of forums. But forums.
Forums? What's a forum?
A forum, you know, where you... It's a long-term conversation, often with a moderator. Who, if you do inane conversation in a titled forum, basically they'll say, it had nothing to do with the subject of this forum, so I'm deleting you.
Yeah,
and if somebody insists on doing that kind of crap inside the forum, they block them from that particular forum.
I'd block them the first time.
Well,
that's just me.
That's just you. You're a catfish. I'm deleting your character. I'm writing rude stuff on it because you're a catfish.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what my catfish has to say. She hasn't hardly... I haven't hardly responded to her, so I'm sure she hasn't hardly responded to me. She asked me, did you get my text? And I said, let's see, which one was it? Here it is. Oh, look, I have 3 messages. Let's see who it's from. I actually started talking to some Asian chicks that Joe knows. My catfish hasn't responded.
One.
Yeah, Joe's been trying to hook me up with these Filipino chicks. And so I'm starting to, reluctantly, I'm starting to talk to them. I just don't see the point in paying to bring somebody over here. I'm actually thinking, why do they even want to come over here? Why shouldn't we just go over there? Their freaking country is beautiful.
Well, yes and no. All right. They're aware of the corruption of their government. And, you know, their government purposely keeps most of them below the poverty line.
Right. So they believe that coming over here, they believe that our slavery is not as bad as their slavery.
Yes. And my ex was fully aware that this was a slave state. She did not see it. She was not taught that this was the land of the free. She thought that this was the land of opportunity. And indeed,
right.
It's the land of opportunity. Even government. But that opportunity is getting less and less.
That it is.
All right? And she honestly did not take advantage of the opportunity. If she had, she would have been in cooperation with me.
Right. She just wanted a free ride and a place to play.
Right. And I wanted to set my children up with good behaviors so that they would be handling money appropriately. And, you know, while when I first got married, I didn't have this formula in my head. While I was married, I worked out this formula that, you know, as long as your kids cooperate with you, you know, not make slaves out of your kids, not make them, you know, do your bidding, but they work on their future. All right? As long as they cooperate with you in working on their future, you help them out. And very specifically, you help them out in such a way that they do not go into debt ever. And they pass that principle on to your grandchildren. And it becomes a family tradition. Never go into debt.
That's basically what the wealthy people do, the elites.
Well, yeah. And wow. You know.
While putting us into slavery and putting us into debt.
You got to pay off all your debts, all right? And then you have your children, quote-unquote, pay rent for their room and board, and then you don't spend those rents on anything. It's over. All right, and probably what you do is spend it on gold and silver, and you set that aside, and you don't touch it. And when they've built up a big enough, you say, okay, you want to build it up more, or do you want to go in and own a house and set yourself up with your own business? But you help them along with remaining debt free. You know?
Right.
And so, and if you do that a couple of times in a row, then you'll be a lot like the Amish or even the rich of this world, and the kids will be able to live on your estate or on, you know, your grandchildren will live on your children's estate, and eventually save up so that they can buy their own estate and move on. All right? And you know, that's a formula I'd worked out. I was gonna help my kids work their way through life without being, you know.
You're breaking up real bad.
I'm sorry about that. But you know, that was my intent. Then I found out my wife was cheating on me and the economy collapsed and the state of California helped her take my children from me. And so, well, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. And I had a lot of good intentions and everything went to hell. So,
went to hell in a handbasket.
You know, and strangely enough, I could still help my children do that. But they'd have to be willing to live in the camper. And they'd have to bring their own.
They'd have to do it Amish style.
They'd have to do it Amish style. And they're not going to want to. Not unless things get really, really bad. But you know what? If things get really, really bad, I can help them stay out of slavery.
Yeah, that's what we're working on, basically.
Yeah. I mean, the slaves might still have it better than them, but I can help them stay out of it. You know, and it'll require a lot of sacrifice on their parts and a lot of sacrifice on my part, but it can be done. You know? So.
Yeah. I'm running all of their birthdays. February 28th.
All of whose birthdays?
These girls.
Oh.
Running their compatibility with mine.
Well, if you run across any Capricorns, send me their number. Send my number to them.
Yeah, there's one Taurus.
That might work.
I'll have to run her compatibility with you, but you'll be like, well, you got to get your ass over here first.
That's true. I kind of assume that's what you're saying to him, too.
It's what I was saying to him before.
And I've said it to Joe. Joe just doesn't get a clue. And so he had that one girl Skype me, and I Skyped her back, and we talked a little bit. And then I texted her, oh, I don't want to cause any hard feelings and such, but I'm not going to go there to go get you. And, you know, basically I won't make any decision concerning you unless I see you face to face, which means you'll have to come here on your own, you know. And, you know, she didn't seem too upset about it by her text, but, you know, who knows what her reaction was on the other side. Probably said, what the hell, to Joe.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Joe, why'd you be in contact with this guy? You know, what was the point?
What was the point?
Yep. And so basically, you know, his wife will have to meet me and she'll have to come to the decision that I might be worth it. You know? And, you know, if the girl comes and meets me and she goes to that much trouble, I might be willing to pay for the ticket back, because she'll have to go back, you know, if she can't stay, you know.
Yeah, this girl here, she doesn't know Joe. She's not she's not in their network. But she went to my web page for astrological compatibility. August, people that are compatible for my birthday. And she asked for compatibility for her birthday. And the funny thing is her birthday is somewhat compatible to mine. It's a 4. It's a 4, which is still a little low according to what I'm looking for, but one of the highest that I've actually found in real life. So I gave her list of 5s and better, and I told her that she's a 4 for, I didn't say my birthday, but I said August 20th, 74.
Right.
I said you're approximately a 4, depending on your time of birth. I said, which is not bad, but you know, she had 2 10s, and I said, here's your list of 5 or better, and here's your list of 2 10s. Finding the 10s is gonna be like looking for a needle in a haystack. I wouldn't even waste my time focusing on that. If you find them, great. Focus on your 5s or better. If you can't find a 5 or better, the 4 is still good. But most people are only 1s and 2s. So
yeah,
she wants
to
talk
again on this thing. Is going to crash the program.
Well, so she wants to talk to me. I'll talk to her because she's a 4.
There you go.
The other ones, the rest of them are only 2s and a 1. 1's a 1, 1's a 2, and I think the other one's almost a 3. But I liked the 2 and 3. This one here, she's only a 2. But I really like her. And she's already got kids, so I ain't got to worry about that crap. You know, I don't want a woman who wants kids.
Well, that's something that she already has kids.
She already has kids. That's another thing I'm looking for, is a woman who already has kids, because I don't want no more.
Right. You don't have them, but you're not going to make any.
Right. And she's already, two of the 3 that I've been talking to already have kids. I mean, actually, I've been talking to like a half dozen of them, but most of them I wasn't interested in. But only 2 of them.
Yeah, there's something you got to watch. When you're talking to Filipinas, the culture there is a bit different. They don't have as much trouble walking away from their children as we used to here in the U.S. I don't know about now, but, you know.
Repeat that.
Well, here in the U.S., women tend to get the children, but they don't necessarily want them. They get them, but they don't necessarily want them. They only want them because they get support.
They want the money that's attached to it, and they also want the stigma because they don't want to be labeled. The women here don't want to be labeled. It's all about appearance and money.
Right. In the Philippines, I've run across women who they have kids, but they don't live with them. And they're only 20. They're only 18. Okay. And they say in their profile they want kids, but they've already had kids. All right? And a lot of times there'll be a single mom, but they have a kid. Okay? And it's usually some family member. And the woman has no problem with walking away from that kid.
Okay, we caught about 50% of that. Still breaking up. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yellow.
Purple.
Yeah, what was you saying?
What I'm saying is I've observed in the Philippines that the women, at least the women who show up on dating sites, don't have any problem with walking away from their children.
Okay.
Which, for me, would be bad news. Because
right.
My ex really didn't have any problem with walking away from her children. She'd come and visit them.
Well,
but she
they
wouldn't
have a problem walking away. If they don't have a problem walking away from their kids, they ain't got a problem walking away from you.
I didn't understand you.
I said, if they don't have a problem walking away from their children, then they won't have a problem walking away from you.
Yeah, that's part of the point. You know?
Yeah.
And once they get here, they get the added benefit of when they walk away from you, the state will make you pay for their kids if you made kids with them.
Not only that, but they get half of everything you own, if not more.
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern. Why do I want to get married so that a woman can divorce me and take half, if not all, of everything I own and work hard for?
Right.
You know, my first wife, she did that. Second wife, she did not do that. I pretty much already, she threatened divorce. I went and packed everything and left. She had her stuff. I had my stuff. We pretty much went our separate ways.
Now that's funny. You packed your stuff and you left.
Well, yeah, because after losing everything in my first marriage and getting stuck with, well, I didn't have to worry about child support with her because I couldn't have any kids anymore, but you know, I lost everything in my first divorce, my first marriage. Oh, my God. She took everything. I had, not everything, I'm sorry. I had maybe 1%. I got 1%. And that was basically what I had in my car, and that was it. And
hey,
my car.
Question.
I got my car. I got my car,
question.
And what was in it, and that was it. That's all I had.
How long the recording is manageable by you?
Oh, my bad. Probably only 3 hours. So.
Okay, well, we haven't hit 3 hours yet, but we're approaching 2 hours since I called back in, and I was on for about a half an hour before that.
All right. So, yeah, so after my second divorce, or after she threatened to divorce me, I freaked out. I came home, packed all my shit, and left. Of course, then that freaked her out because she only used divorce, you know, as a threat.
Right.
She didn't really mean it. She didn't want a divorce. She just used it as a means to control me.
Right.
And when I packed everything and left, it freaked her out.
Yep.
And she wanted to make things work. Well, it didn't work out, and we ended up getting divorced anyway. But I never moved back in. I was like, fuck that. I'm going to make sure that we're kosher before I move back in.
Yep.
So then the third one, she didn't take anything. We both pretty much lost everything that we worked for. She had her things. I had my things. But we were working on building up, you know, our empire, if you will. We were working on building a nest egg and building up stuff together. And she wasn't as bad as your wife. She had some issues similar to yours. But, you know, she was actually working and she was actually putting towards the project, not the nest egg. I was only putting forth the nest egg, but she was putting towards the project. At least she was doing that.
Right.
And, but then after she went and had an affair and basically everything fell apart, we lost all of that. I even lost the nest egg because I used the nest egg to try to save the house.
Right.
And because, well, she basically ran off with a bunch of money.
Hey, thank goodness I spent all my savings on my mortgage.
Yeah. So I took my – I cashed out my nest egg to save the house and tried to rent it out to, you know, keep it going because I couldn't do it on my own, not with my child support. And I ultimately ended up losing it too.
Yeah.
And actually, I could have kept it going, but I would have had to live very, very dry, very primitive. No utilities. I wouldn't have, the house would not have had any utilities at all because I had, you know, $600 a month mortgage.
Hey, there's cities that will kick you out of your house for trying to do that stuff.
Well, I was just couldn't afford it. I mean, I wouldn't have had anything. I mean, I would have had to go somewhere else to shower and bathroom. But but anyways, I don't know. It would have just been storage. And I'd have lived on the road until I found another woman or something to help me pay my bills. But, I mean, I was basically paying $1,000 a month in child support, plus I had a $600 mortgage and all these other things that I had to pay for, which wasn't a lot considering I owned my truck. I didn't have any debt there. You know, my only debt was the house and the child support. Oh, and some credit cards, which I cut up, you know. So I just owed the money. I wasn't accumulating
more
debt. You cut
up credit cards?
Oh, yeah. I did the Dave Ramsey thing. In fact, she got me involved in Dave Ramsey, and she wanted to do the Dave Ramsey thing, but she couldn't do it.
I did the Dave Ramsey thing before I even heard of Dave Ramsey. I might have even done the Dave Ramsey thing before he started broadcasting his thing.
Probably, who knows? I mean, I'm sure we were all doing bits and pieces of it, but yeah, you actually were doing it,
and you were
successful
in 9 months because I had to pay for diapers.
Right.
I got her pregnant right away, and that baby was on his way in 9 months, and we didn't have diaper money, so.
Right. So, yeah, but anyways, I don't know. I'm just afraid to get married again. I mean, I just don't want to. I mean, I'm 43 years old. My life is almost halfway over. And what do I have to show for it? Nothing. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to work hard for the next 10, 20 years trying to make something and then have some woman take it away from me.
So basically, you don't get a license from Uncle Sam to marry her.
Which means I can't marry somebody from the Philippines.
That's right. She has to come here on her own, be here on her own, and decide to be with you. And if she walks off, that's fine. She gets nothing.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah,
but
that's why I haven't been talking to these women, because I don't want to get their hopes up, because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to, you know, I mean, I could do it, you know, I mean, I could go out and get a passport, and I can go get them, and I can go do all this stuff, but I'm not sure I'm really willing. you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're going to have to come here on your own. You're going to have to deal with whatever rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines you feel that you need to deal with, but you're going to have to do it on your own. And because you decide to deal with them this way or that, you'd be unfit to be my wife. Because I'm not going to accept my children being put into slavery because you made choices.
Oh, yeah, you. Because you want children.
Yeah, I want children. You know, so, you know, and it's a big leap of faith on their part to, you know, come join with me. Because they'll be a fugitive as far as Uncle Sam's concerned.
Right.
And, you know, not that I want them to be a fugitive. It's just, you know, for them to dot all their I's and cross all their T's according to Uncle Sam's rules would make them an unacceptable bride for me, you know, unless they're willing to walk away from that. You know, and if,
right.
if they enter the United States at California or New York and then work their way here, you know, there ain't nothing to say that they weren't born here. There's plenty of Filipinos and Filipinas that still have a thick accent even though they were born here.
Right, and if they learn your ropes, all they got to do is say, I'm a national.
Yeah, I'm a national. I'm native. They don't have to say native of what. It's like,
right.
Who was that actress? There was an actress on, I can't remember the name of the show, but basically I think it was placed in Wisconsin, and one of the high school girls in the show was actually a high school girl. And they asked her how old, you know, they asked her if she was 18 when she went to interview for the position. And she said, I'm going to be. And they assumed that meant that she was about to have her birthday. Her 18th birthday. That's what they thought. And really, she was 16. And they hired her not knowing that she wasn't yet close enough to qualify for the position.
And they got in trouble.
I don't know if they got in trouble or not. Because, you know, there are child actors. But they want somebody who can sign their own contracts.
Right, and they're not binding if they are not 18 and they're signing their own contracts.
Yeah, something like that. But
yeah, there was a porn star that did something like that too.
Ouch.
Yeah, kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that's funny, but okay.
Well, I mean, funny that she got away with it. But, yeah.
I'm sure there's some producer out there burning a lot of films after they found out.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people out there that want copies of those, and it's, like, very valuable. You can't hardly get a copy of it. Or that's what I hear. I don't know, but I heard about it.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to get caught with a copy of it.
Well, no, because it would be considered child porn. But I think my stepdad or ex-stepdad was the one who was talking about it. I can't remember who was talking about it. Somebody was talking about it. That's how I got the information. So, but my ex-stepdad, he was big into porn. He used to make fun of me because I liked softcore stuff. He goes, you like, yeah, he's like, you like that professional porn. I'm like, or no, sophisticated. That's what he said. You like that sophisticated porn. I'm like, what does that even mean? But it's like, whatever. Yeah, I don't like hardcore stuff. But anyway, so there was something about PK Red Towers that I wanted to talk about, but I cannot remember. I just wanted to let you know that they fixed that gold glitch problem, but not 100%, only in the market.
Right, you still can have a negative balance.
Yeah, we figured that out by mistake.
Yep. So they might want to do a global thing where if you got a negative balance, your balance is zero. It recorrects to zero.
Yeah,
so,
but the other thing is,
on the fire.
But the other thing is, you know, if you send somebody gold, you can put them in the negative. They got to fix that glitch too.
Yeah, that too.
So, yeah, I'll, oh yeah, I can KIK him now. The only problem with blocking people is it screws up the chat. Because now every time I log in, it says loading messages, and it's got to go through and filter out all the people that you blocked. Found another glitch. I sent my friend some gold to the wrong carry.
You went into the fireplace.
And put him in the negative. So the gold glitch is fixed in the market, but not on the player. And that's why we have beta.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm living primitive, so I gotta throw wood into the wood stove. Yeah, I do that once in a while or I'm gonna be very cold. All right. So we might
Oh, yeah, we got to play our disclaimer still. I can't remember.
Wind it down.
I can't remember what else I wanted to talk about, but that's okay. And I still got my list. We got to go over our lists. I got my list that I want to go over, too.
Cool. You're doing this just like David Ray told you to.
Right, but now I keep forgetting to do the list. We've spent 3 hours talking about other things and never got to the list. Here's the disclaimer.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not men's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah. 3 hours and eight minutes.
Say it again.
Hang on a second. Okay, anyways, I wanted to last say, you know, when we was talking about earlier, just like my dad's been married, I think, a half dozen times now, and now he's, I think, about to go through a divorce. He's about to retire. He's been married to this woman for about a decade, spent pretty much all of his money on her house, getting her out of debt, building up a retirement nest egg for him and her. And now that he's about to retire, he's worried that she's going to want to divorce him. And then he's going to have nothing.
Now, she's divorcing him or he's divorcing her?
He's worried that she's going to divorce him because her attitude's changing.
Right. And it's easy to get divorced now. People are encouraged that it's okay to get divorced because, you know, Uncle Sam will pick up the slack.
Only for the woman. For the man, too, maybe a little, but for the most part, Uncle Sam takes care of the woman. He doesn't take care of the man too much.
Yeah, generally speaking, the man does have more to lose.
A lot more to lose. So, yeah, I mean, here, my dad's going to be, I mean, I don't know, he's worried that the marriage is failing. He's worried that she's, you know, whatever, because she's making statements. You know, it's almost like my second wife threatening divorce. She's making statements. And, you know, like I said, she was several grand in debt. I don't even know how many thousands of dollars she was in debt when they got together. But he bailed her out. He fixed up her house. He put all this money into her house. He ain't going to get none of that if they get divorced. It's her house. You know, the only thing he might get is half of the retirement plan that he put together for them. And he's going to have to start all over. And he's almost 65. I don't want to be 65 and have to start over again.
That's all right. I hit the big reset button for me.
Yeah.
I learned enough what I was taught to realize it was all wrong. So basically, I had to throw out everything I ever learned. Start all over again.
Yeah. Well, if I lose everything again, I'm pretty much going to do what you're doing. But then you won't have me to mooch off of.
Well, I hope I'm giving you...
You're not mooching. I'm just playing.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping I'm being productive enough. Though, I don't know, it seems like it's taking a long time to do some things. But there's a learning curve, all right? I'm pioneering in modern days. I mean, people don't do this crap anymore. So I don't know how to do it. You know, if I want to take out loans and get in debt, there's 100 million people out there that can tell me exactly how to do it and why I should.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's the wrong way to go. You know, and even Dave Ramsey will make a slave out of you. He'd think what I'm doing is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he doesn't get it.
Nope.
No.
I'd rather eat some hemlock. All right, anything else before we go?
Yes. How do people get a hold of us so they can actually call in?
Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Woo!
The phone number is there. I don't want to list the phone number because we've already changed phone numbers at least once.
Right.
So, yeah, just go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and or DavidDavidAndDavid.com. You'll definitely find us at one of those two locations. But DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or DDD-podcast.com is where you'll find the podcast and the phone numbers to call in. We have international numbers now, so people can call in from 62 different countries.
Oh, my. So if you're in Sydney listening to this podcast, feel free to call in at midday, your time.
Sydney? Oh, yeah, Australia.
Sydney. Yeah. Yeah. Call in, I guess it'd be Sunday morning. I'm not sure. might be Saturday morning, but I think it'd be Sunday morning. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. They can call from Australia and Austria. Oh, let's see if they can call from the Philippines.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to have them in the Philippines call in and tell me I was all wrong.
The Philippines.
That'd be great relief on my mind.
You cannot call from the Philippines, but you can call from Russia and Romania.
What? No Filipinos can call in? Man.
Not unless they put it under F. Let me look. Nope.
Jimmy might have.
France and Finland. So,
maybe it's under now.
Huh?
Maybe they put it under
Singapore. Yeah. Singapore, the UK, Ukraine, Turkey, Switzerland, Sweden, Spain, Korea, North and South. No, I'm just kidding. South Korea, South Africa, Slovenia.
Can they Skype into the program?
Slovakia, Singapore, Romania, Portugal. That's a good question. I don't know. They'll have to try that on their own.
Well, I mean, you know, do they provide a Skype number?
No, but maybe they can use their Skype number to call our podcasts, whichever one's cheapest for them.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Oh, Skype to Skype?
Yeah, Skype's a landline. It usually costs money. But you can do Skype to Skype.
I don't think we have Skype options yet.
Right. I suppose they could
Skype.
We're not
that advanced. We're not that advanced. I'm using freeware.
Me, and we might be able to hear him on the podcast via my phone.
There you go. You can do it three-way.
Woo-hoo! All right, so that's how you get a hold of us. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or DavidDavidDave.com.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
And you'll find call-in information there. And please do. Please call in. Make the conversation more interesting than a couple of weird bachelors talking on the phone.
Yeah, we need callers. Call, call, call. We could talk about New World Order stuff. We could talk about Flat Earth. We could talk about gaming, preferably Red Towers, Parallel Kingdom stuff. We could talk about love, relationships. We could talk about whatever you want to talk about. But please, call in. When I said in Red Tower's chat that anybody can call in, Impulse said, you don't want me calling in. I said, probably not, but you're still welcome. So, and as you can see, he's not called in. So, there you go.
Well, yeah.
And then I said something about, you think my podcast is lame-o when 90% of the crap in this chat is pointless. And then I said, okay, maybe 75%. And then Guck Store said that I and my life is pointless. So I was like, you know what? I just got tired of them. And I ended up blocking both of them.
Now, see, you took that personally. And what it boils down to is that's the nature of their conversation. And that's why I don't really like chat rooms on the internet.
Right. Well, on PK, I never went, hardly ever went to chat because of that. And I mean, I don't even know why. Well, the reason why I've been hanging out in chat more lately is because there's not really a lot to do. I couldn't relocate home. I was just making a trail to home. You know, there wasn't a lot to do.
Well, in PK, there was Kingdom Chat and Map Chat. You know, those
were
used.
There's a lot more, and there's a lot more things to do. And yeah, I usually communicated in. Not really Map Chat unless somebody was in the. In the same circle as me, but I usually just had, you know, Map Chat, Kingdom Chat, City Chat, and Trade Chat checkmark. Those are the only ones. And those are the only places I went. I hardly ever talked in trade chat either. I just observed. And I really only talked in Kingdom chat 90% of the time. So.
We've probably exceeded the 3-hour mark.
Oh, we have. So yeah. We're going to conclude this podcast, and I'm going to try to upload it, and we'll see what happens.
All righty.
So call us next Saturday and talk about your favorite topic.
Yep, yep.
As long as it's not X-rated. Or too derogatory, like Guckstore and Impose would probably want to talk about. You know.
Yeah, don't flash your boobies on our radio program.
Right. We try to be somewhat PG. We don't want an X-rated podcast. All right. Smell you later.
All right. Bye, folks.
Bye.